Welcome to the Food Science Snob. Hey guys, welcome back. Happy Friday. Today's topic is actually pretty relevant. I mean, I just came back from lunch with my friends and we just had a conversation over this topic. So, you know, it's December and it's getting cold outside. Well, I guess cold, depending on where you are, because here in Texas, it's like 60 degrees and not really cold, but people still are dressed like it's cold. And my mom will always be like, make sure you wear your jacket or you're gonna get sick every time we leave the house. And I know, like, my mom is probably the only one that says that. I'm sure lots of people's parents out there told them that growing up. So anyways, researchers have found that it's actually not the exposure to the cold air that makes you more susceptible to infection. It's actually the winter is considered cold and flu season because you're inside more. And when you're inside, you're in closer contact with people who can pass germs on to you. And that is actually how more people get sick in the winter, not because of the cold. And so this relates because the other day I was like sniffling a little bit, sneezing. And the first thing that I did was go to my cabinet, grab some vitamin C pills and pop a few, hoping that they would make my cold go away. Even though I know that this is nothing more than just a giant placebo effect, I still did it, but oh well. And oops, I guess maybe I shouldn't have said that. Spoiler, well, there you go. There's the answer. End of the episode. No, just kidding. So the idea of boosting your immunity is very enticing, and people think that they have it figured out, but the truth is it's not something that's been proven. I mean, it's very elusive. The immune system is that it's a system. It's not like one single unit, and it requires balance and harmony, and there's not enough research that's been done to talk about the intricacies and the interconnectedness of the immune system to have it figured out on how to instantly boost it. Like, there's nothing, there's no research over that yet. But obviously your first line of defense for doing this is going to be to have a healthy lifestyle. I mean, follow good general health guides will keep your immune system up and healthy. So this includes not smoking, eating lots of fruits and vegetables, exercising, getting sleep, minimizing stress, you know, all those good things that you know and hopefully are already doing. But yeah, now let's get more into the topic.
Let's get snobby.
Start off with what the cold really even is. Well, it's a viral infection of the upper respiratory tract, so your nose and your throat. And there's a lot of viruses that can cause the common cold, but the most common is called rhinovirus. It's actually possible to get a cold any time of the year, not just the cold, which you now know because it's from people, not the weather. So, and symptoms usually appear 1 to 3 days following exposure, and it lasts about 7 to 10 days. I'm sure this is not news for any of you. I'm sure we've all had a cold at one point in our life, but the symptoms are sore throat, congestion, runny nose, coughing, sneezing, all that good stuff, fever, headaches, body ache. Let's get down to the meat of the situation, vitamin C. Vitamin C, also known as ascorbic acid, water-soluble vitamin that neutralizes a variety of reactive oxygen species and recycles important cellular antioxidants. It's a cofactor in numerous enzymatic reactions that improve the help of making collagen and several other neurotransmitters in your gene expression, and it helps to reoxygenize species that help to kill invaded organisms. So by those ways, vitamin C helps to protect your immune system. And people over the years have mistaken this as to meaning that it's going to help stop the cold, but that's not really a good comparison. That's like, I mean, it's related, but it's not the cause, you know? It's like me saying that, like the whole water thing, you know how that's like a whole meme, right? Okay, so you drink 8 cups of water and then your hair is going to grow, your face is going to get clear, and everything is just going to be magic. That's not how it works. And that's the same with vitamin C. But it is something that we do need because we cannot make it ourselves. Go outside, drink some orange juice every once in a while. So doing research for this compared about 30 studies, and they were comparing like links of the cold and people who took vitamin C and those who didn't, and like the duration of the symptoms. and all that good stuff. And none of the results were like significant. I mean, yeah, there were small differences depending on like how old you were, what your lifestyle was like, and, you know, things like that. But it only like added up to being like half a day or less that you would feel the symptoms. So for like the average person, so like it's not like gonna dramatically end, like it's not gonna like cure your cold, basically. Like if you already have the cold and then you start taking it, it's kind of too late. It's not medicine. It's a vitamin, it's nutrients, and nutrients don't work in like in isolation. They have to work together with other nutrients. So there's not like this one magic cure. I mean, I wish there was, but like supplements aren't going to like do it by themselves. You know, usually you have to take like vitamin C with like some ginger or zinc or something to get like those really good health cold common saving effects. But even then, it's still like taking a shot in the dark. Like it's not worth it to me, to be honest. You know, just get you some soup, get you a blanket, watch some Netflix, chill. Your body probably is trying to tell you that you need to chill anyways. So like, just take the day off, recuperate, you'll be fine. But yeah, if you do still are like vitamin C, yeah, whatever. So the recommended daily allowance is between 60 to 90 milligrams a day. And the upper limit is 2000 milligrams, but that's like an insane amount. And I mean, overdosing on vitamin C is not going to like kill you, but it may cause diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, headaches. So like, I wouldn't recommend it. But yeah, if you are going to see any effects, it's going to have to be like taking vitamin C daily for like a long time, not just like when you feel your throat hurting or your nose running, you know? So I guess what I'm saying here is the bottom line is that supplementing vitamin C is not going to reduce your risk of catching a cold at all. I mean, it might speed up your recovery a little bit and reduce the severity of your symptoms, but like, consider this myth slayed. So like I said, I was talking to my friends about this before and I wasn't going to include this, but then they were like, well, where did this idea even come from? And I was like, you know, that's a really interesting thought. So I looked it up. And so it turns out that the belief that vitamin C could treat the common cold originated from claims by an American chemist named Linus Pauling in the 60s. He said that after taking regular high doses of vitamin C, he felt livelier and healthier and no longer experienced cold symptoms. He wrote a couple books about it, and they became instant bestsellers, as many things did during that time, such as the fat-free diet and other fad diets that I could get very heated about, but I'm not going to. And so in the 70s, the selling of vitamin C had like quadrupled in price, and like everyone was doing it, and it was like a thing to like be taking vitamin C pills. But this physicist actually took about 12,000 milligrams a day, which if you were listening before, you would have heard that I said that maximum limit for daily allowance is actually 2,000. So he was going way over the top with it. But we actually know that he was wrong, and that a lot of the symptoms that come with overdose of vitamin C are because of him. Because he died in 1999 of prostate cancer, which is one of the diseases that he claimed vitamin C could cure in a lot of his books. So yeah, not the best advice to follow, but you know, at the end of the day, there's not really a benefit to taking a daily vitamin C supplement or chugging that fizzy mega shot of vitamin C when you feel a cold coming on, because the only way that it's gonna help your body is if you're and extreme stress and you're sick. So like if you're a marathon runner, then maybe, yeah, consider taking some daily doses of vitamins in the winter to help your severity, because your body is under stress, so you're more likely to get sicker than the average person. But like for the rest of us, it's not even worth the hassle or the expense. So like, don't add that to one of your daily pills to take, because you're basically just wasting money. I mean, if you like the placebo effect of feeling like you're better, then you do you. But I would rather spend my money on other things. But that's just me. Anyways, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.